Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. And we've got Larry on his phone down south. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart, hanging in there. Awful hot, but we're hanging in.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be a heat wave, really bad one. What's your take on where you are?
Oh, well, with the humidity we've got, my temperature on my truck today was 101 on the outside temperature, and with the humidity, it was probably 120. And everywhere I'm hearing, a lot of people are getting sick now with this, with heat exhaustion and problems with, you know, their pets.
Wow. Well, if it's not one thing, it's another. We've warned people before that this thing is erratic. You're going to have tremendous heat. You're going to have tremendous cold. I mean, like cold we've never probably ever experienced here. The whole thing begins to go south for humanity, because we are coming up on the final end of things. And I was could read here from the Book of Enoch, and I know a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't be reading this kind of stuff. Well, it parallels what the Bible says. It just reinforces what the Bible says. And the first part I want to read is, all shall be afraid. This is chapter 1. And the watchers will be terrified. Now, some of those watchers are God's watchers. Some of them are the satanic fallen ones. Anyway, great fear and trembling shall seize them, even to the ends of the earth. The lofty mountains shall be troubled, and the exalted hills depressed. Mounting like a melting rather, like a honeycomb in the flames. The earth shall be emerged, and all things which are in it perish, while judgment shall come upon all, even upon all the righteous. And to them he will give peace. He will preserve the elect, and towards them exercise clemency. Then chapter 79, he talks about the time of the end, which is, of course, what I just read, too. It's basically what he's talking about there is volcanic activity. Remember where he said something about some of the nations would be turned into the lake of fire? Well, the lake of fire is magma, and these nations are going to be overturned. Anyway, it says, in the days of the sinners, the years shall be shortened. What do you make of that, Larry? It shall be shortened. We are at 365 point something a day now, but all prophecy, or basically almost all prophecy, is at 360 days. So does this mean that something comes by and slows down the rotation, or rather it's, yeah, I would have to slow down the rotation of the planet around the sun so that it took 360 days rather than 365.
Well, let me throw a curve out there for everybody. What if by chance, and we know the Book of Enoch, and we know the Scripture, you know, pretty well lays all this stuff out. It's hard to figure it out, but you know, if I remember right, the Bible clearly says that the return of Jesus is going to be actually before we thought. In other words, before it might have happened, it happens. It happens early. He comes back early. my understanding. Now, what if the days, the length of days, in other words, or the timeline, what if, you know, I thought about it today, and I want to get your opinion on this. I thought about it today how that I read a post on Z3 News by Matthew Love, and I talked to you about that because it said watch Israel and watch Iran, and I won't get into it. But one of the things he had was the fact that he stated that he said that enough was enough, and that in this he was shown by the Lord that America had turned its back on the Creator and absolutely refused to repent in all this time frame and refused to even consider repentance, and it's over. It's just over. Now, what if that, you know, what if suddenly because the world basically, and especially America, refuses to repent, refuses to change at all, what if all of a sudden the Creator says, okay, I'm through playing around. Get ready for the end. And the end of days comes early, earlier than everybody else thought. Now, that's just kind of weird. That's me.
Well, I think it does creep up. I mean, Jesus said the whole thing comes as a snare upon the whole planet. And he also refers to it in Thessalonians. As, I think it's where it says that sudden destruction cometh upon all them. And if you look up do word study on sudden, it means basically what it is. Suddenly out of nowhere, out of the blue. Nobody really expected it. I remember that, who was it? Can't think of his name now, but he had a prophecy that when nuclear missiles were falling, David Wilkinson, I think, was the one, that when the missiles were falling upon New York and other cities, that the Lord took us out at that point in time. That's what he was shown. And America is the first to go because we have all the nations in their ships out in off the coast of America. And I've flown over that because I work for General Electric Company as an aviator. And sometimes we take the shortcut down to Florida. We just fly, you know, rather than take that bend and go all the way around, we just go across. And ship upon ship upon ship upon ship just waiting to dock. And all the nations that have ships in the sea stand afar off, it says in the book of Revelation, and watch the smoke of her burning. So we're the first nation to go out. And you might remember also, let's get into that. Do you have that in front of you? My computer's so slow, I can't do hardly anything tonight with it.
You mean the one I was talking about?
Yes, that boy.
Yeah, I don't have that whole thing in front of me. I just made some mental notes, if you will. It's Z3 News has it. It's America at Point of No Return is the title by Matthew Love. He's a young guy, and mm-hmm. he said that he had an experience, last night, where the Lord began to deal. Huh? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, and I just want to interrupt you. We got some phone calls here. It says can't get online, so they can't phone in. But anyway, the number for them to call would be 929-477-2293. And they can try to get in, but they may be being blocked. We're being blocked more and more. This is shadow banning, blocking, outright lying about things. Satan's working overtime so that people don't get the truth. And what else can I say? Anyway, go ahead, Larry, now with this vision from this boy or young man.
Yeah, he was given an experience, and he was told that enough is enough with America, that she had been given the chance to repent, and it's not even a word that they would even consider. They wouldn't even consider it. They were never going to do it. And so suddenly he was shown that all the terrible things that were being held back were going to begin to come as a judgment for that decision not to return, not to come back to him. And the only ones that he's going to watch out for and protect, according to Matthew, that's Matthew Love, is his people that hear what he says and does what he do it, actually. And he'll protect those. But, without that being, so anyway, one of the signs was he was told, he said, to watch Israel and watch Iran. And it's ironic right now what we're seeing in the news, and I won't go into that right now, but basically it was the fact that if you think it's bad now, wait till Iran and Israel begin to go at it, and Trump rushes our forces to support Israel in a war on Iran, and then the streets will go insane, ballistic, a revolution. They have to remove Trump forcibly. I don't even think they'll wait till the election, to be honest with you. But it's, in other words, he was shown it's going to get really bad. And what's so ironic is I had the dream of, the five dreams of the stingers, et cetera, which stingers can be judgment. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yes.
And maybe this was representative of the judgment that was coming. And because in Matthew Love's experience, he was shown another wave of plague and a number of things that were coming. But ironically, also, this kind of goes along with 911 Urgent Warning for America from Maurice Scholar, who also said he saw the next 5 months as a great warning and said, if you're not ready, you better be ready. And this is what's odd, Stuart. I did send you a News with Views post. Andrew, mm-hmm. I can't remember his last name today, and just mentioned it to you, where he was claiming that he was warning all the people that it appeared that local and, all Democratic government was refusing to stop the lawlessness, and this was going to grow and grow and grow. And he said that it's going to depend, and I've mentioned this before about where it's going to depend where you live, how you live. And he says that if you live in these Democratic areas and didn't leave, you'll never get out of them. And at the same time, he's saying that every home should be ready to protect their own selves, their own families, because when this begins to break down, you probably won't even have a 911 to call. Your phone probably won't even work. What are you going to do then when they come for you?
Well, that's it. And American people just, I don't know what's wrong. I really don't. I just marvel at their inability to connect any dots. I went to one of the stores that we grocery shop in from time to time. And as of the 20th, you can't get in there unless you're wearing a mask. And more people are wearing a mask because this is the hype, and it's absolute foolishness. In fact, it's dangerous. It's been proven by experts, and yet people are acquiescing. Well, here's my point, Larry. If they'll bow the knee to Black Lives Matter or lay prostrate before them, or the military bowing the knee to COVID-19, and all the restrictions that these communists are putting on all the people. And they're bowing the knee to it. They're virtually licking the boots of Fauci and Burks and all these people. They're all a bunch of communists. They're all in this together. All one has to do is go in and Google Burks or Fauci, Bill Gates, and the rest of them. They're all connected. They're making a fortune off this. They're laughing at every single American. You idiots. We love it. You look at you. You're bowing the knee to us. You're laying on the ground prostrate before us because we say something, and you are foolish enough to believe it, and you won't believe the science, the real science, but you will believe the fake stuff we're putting out there. It's absolutely incredible that what's going on. My point is, What's going to happen when Satan comes in the arrival? What are you going to do then, folks? If you will acquiesce to all this, you will definitely acquiesce to Satan. And it's amazing. And the only thing that might save everybody, and I mean save them from Antichrist, I don't mean save them, is what the Lord says. You mentioned the term ready. Are these people ready? Absolutely not. They're not ready at all. The Bible comes really, really, I did a short blog on it. I did some word studies on the word ready and what it really means. And it's just incredible what it means. And I don't know why people can't, but they won't believe anything. So that's why we're in the position we're in. So just a brief thing on this. What does Jesus mean for us to be ready for his return? In Matthew, for example, know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, the usual concept of the word ready, if you go into basic, you know, what Christians would normally think, they would probably tell you prayed up, packed up, ready to go. That sort of thing. I just want to get out of here. You know, that sort of thing. So I'm ready to go anytime. I'm ready to go. Well, actually, if you look at Jesus' comments concerning entering heaven, for the rapture of the church is done to take one to the Father's house. That's the return covenant. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Okay, now, what's interesting is the word ready. You know what it really means? It means adjusted. Adjusted. Now, if you look up what the word adjusted means, it's a wholly different than what Christians are being taught. It means to change something, in this case the Christians, who have to be adjusted, so that it fits or conforms. Well, here's another definition. Accommodated to suit a particular set of circumstances or requirements. Usually harmonious relationship with the environment or with other individuals. Well, in this case, the individual just so happens to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling you to be adjusted. You got to be adjusted. Well, how is one adjusted? Here's another word that goes with it. Modify. Make partial or minor changes. Well, what's the achievement? The other word is alignment, the act of aligning or a state of being aligned. Aligned to what? Aligned to the divine love of the Lord. That's what rebirth is, folks. Most people are not adjusted at all. Jesus in the book of Revelation says that the vast majority of Christians, millions, are sent away. He rejects them. I will vomit you out of my mouth, he says. Why? Well, because they know us not. They are poor, blind, miserable, naked. They're not born again. Why aren't they born again? Because they bought into the fake gospel that's now out there. Jesus termed it Broadway theology. easy, simple, no problems. I don't want to get into that anymore because we could spend hours on it. But this is going to be really serious because if the whole church goes, and I believe it probably does, I think it's a corporate church removal when it happens. I'm not going to argue over when it is. I don't know when it is. But it's a corporate removal. There is an individual removal when a Christian dies, he meets the Lord. That's just, but that's for individuals. I'm talking about the corporate church being taken out. And Jesus said if you weren't born again, you couldn't see heaven. So if the entire church is taken out, the judgment has to come before the wheat goes into the barn of heaven. And that's deadly for an awful lot of people. They won't do what Jesus told them to do. They just flat will not do it. And what Larry was talking about is repentance. They won't repent. They hate the word. It's an anathema. It's a work. It's a legalism. It's something weird, the word repent. And the Lord is very, very specific. Godly sorrow worketh a repentance not to be repented of. Worldly sorrow worketh death. So anyway, these are the things that people really need to consider. But I agree with this fellow. I just have the impression, and it's not from these prophets either, what they're saying. I've just had that impression that we are close at hand to judgment for the very reason, Larry, you just said. There is no repentance in the land. They will not do it. Even the Christians will not repent. They're apostates. In fact, I think if you probably went into a church and you actually carried a Bible into the church, they'd probably throw you out. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of interesting because in a lot of states now, they're closing churches down indefinitely. And
yes.
If you do go, you can't, you actually can't sing or worship there. So it's so ironic. But I had a very strange experience as you were sharing that, Stuart, after you talked mm-hmm. about the word ready. I had a visual flash, if you will, real quick. It was like I saw this one family in this community, and they had all got together and got ready, and they were all of them, the pa and the ma and a couple of kids, they were carrying life jackets around life jackets
yes.
around with them. Every day they was carrying the life jackets around with them, and there suddenly it was a huge flood came. And they floated to the top of the judgment, the flood, and were okay, but everybody else was below them, drowning in the judgment or the flood.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine over in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. She was one of these. I don't want to get into her story very much, but she was one of these well-endowed Christians, loves everybody and all that. And the Lord said, "You're just a fake. You're just a fake." And she went through 3 years of hell, and finally the Lord came to her and said, "Hey, this is what your problem is." And anyway, soon after that, she had a vision, very much similar to what you just said. She was with her family at the edge of the ocean, and there was a cliff there. And they were all on the beach, and she looked up, she said, "And I saw a tsunami coming. And I started screaming at them, 'Run up the cliff, run up the cliff, run up the cliff. There's a tsunami coming.' And they all laughed at her. And so she herself ran up on the cliff and then watched the tsunami wash all her relatives away. And because they wouldn't believe. They don't believe this stuff. I don't know whether science has taken over, maybe. The problem with science, folks, is that this year a truth of science, next year becomes, well, we've rediscovered this now, and we've reexamined this now, so here's the new truth. And that happens just about every year with science. So science cannot be trusted, really, for a whole lot, because they keep changing. The truths that they now pronounce this year are not the truths that they will pronounce next year. But the Bible truths have been there for years. They never change. God never changes. He never will change. It's mankind that has to change. It's like a military operation where you have a bunch of special forces, and they're going to go into this area that's very, very dangerous, and they will set their clocks. They align their clocks. They adjust their clocks so they're identical. Well, Jesus Christ has ordered the Christians to align their clocks. Come into alignment, come into adjustment, and then we'll be on the same time schedule. Yeah, it's a fascinating study. I mean, there's a lot to it, but there is so much going on in modern Christianity. It's incredible that anybody is paying any attention to anything now. And like the Lord said, if the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing to be trodden underfoot. Well, now we're hearing that a whole bunch of statues of the Lord Jesus Christ have been beheaded. They're coming right out into the open, this Christian persecution, shutting down the churches and even restricting people who go to church. These governors, these mayors, they're nothing but a bunch of communist liars. That's all they are. Worthless. They're turning on their own families. They kill their own children, and they don't even think about it. It's an illusion. In fact, I was just reading an article of total insanity of the American people. They've gone insane, along with their leaders. How do you envision that, Larry? I mean, what's going on? What's happened, other than a spell, a satanic spell?
Well, I think that, especially in America, that those that are sitting on their couch is just going to stay on the couch. I don't see them coming out anymore. But the other ones in the streets, they've gone insane. They've literally gone insane. And, of course, that's my opinion, of course. But, you know, nothing they do makes any sense at all. And nothing's for the country. Nothing is for the people of this nation. It's all to destroy it. You know, I was thinking, the communist coup, you know, I was listening to commentators today on TV, and they were saying they're just protesters, and there are some troublemakers, and blah, blah, blah. When are they going to just decide it's a communist coup, it's a revolution against Trump and his people? This is not politics. It left politics a long time ago, and everyone in the news media acts like it's just politics. It is a coup, a revolution, a civil war in the midst of America, and nobody has the guts to say it out loud.
I know. It's amazing, although I have heard a few people soften up a little bit and call them Marxist. I don't hear the word. I think I've heard the word communist on mainstream media maybe once or twice, and that was it. And then it went away, and now they're coming back with the word Marxist. Well, of course, they realize that probably most Americans wouldn't even know what a Marxist is or what it means. They're about to find out. We may get through this, but whatever comes up on the other side, be it Trump, be it Obama, maybe it's Rick Romney or whatever his name is, you know, the white horse prophecy of the Mormons. People, you need to take a good look at that white horse prophecy and relate it over to the white horse of the book of Revelation. They call it the white horse prophecy for that reason. And basically what it says is the country is on the verge of losing totally their constitution. It's hanging by a thread in their prophecy. And a Mormon leader rides forward and rescues the day. Well, Mormonism is masonry, and masonry is mystery, and it's mystery in Christian garb, but it's not Christian at all. And you have to do it. People should study that. But it's not. They're not going to. And they won't even study the Bible, most people. It's just too bad to watch. And Jesus said to ask, seek, knock, labor, strive for doctrine. That means study, to show yourself approved. And the Old Testament talks about the same thing. Seek after wisdom with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. And they won't even do that. So I think that's why Jesus said very few people actually at the end make it through. They're not adjusted, and they're not ready. It's amazing. What else do you have? I lost most of my stuff, so I'm down to a few things here. I had about an 800-page document that just went away. Bang.
Wow. Yeah, I knew you had computer problems again today. Some of those enigmas, the anomaly of the computer
yes.
missing. Well, I guess we could go with some of the worldly stuff going on, because some of it we need to watch this weekend, actually.
Yes.
Ironically, Hal Turner and others have posted that, and this is Hal, I'll just read his headline here. It says, Azerbaijan threatens missile strike on nuclear power plant in Armenia after a week of combat with Armenian forces on the border. Hello, America. When was the last time you turned on your television news and heard that Azerbaijan and Armenian forces were in combat fighting on the border? Hello? Okay, that's enough of that one. After you read that one, you know, talking to the dumbed down American people, you know, is also Hal Turner's got one up. And I'm not just reading from Hal Turner. I've vetted this. I've looked at this stuff from other agencies and stuff. China caught smuggling weapon silencers into the U.S., arming Black Lives Matter and Antifa forces for an insurrection.
Yep.
It was being shipped in. China was shipping in weapon silencers in auto parts boxes, and
wow.
Our government stumbled onto that activity. And so what we're finding, you know, the only reason, Stuart, that anyone would ship in silencers, that's an offensive weapon and a silent weapon. That's to assassinate people.
Yep. Yep. And that goes
along
with
some of
those prophecies.
You know, but I know most people. Yeah, a lot of people can't put that together, but that's really, really true, you know. And boy, howdy, I stayed at the Holiday Inn one time, and I've read enough novels, fiction novels, to figure that one out. But anyway, this is really interesting, and we really need to keep an eye on this because of the fact that, ironically, you know, if we put together, and we did in the last show, we talked about the carrier off
yes.
San Diego that was on fire. An Iranian general stood up and took credit within 24 hours, seven or more Iranian naval ships at the port of Bushehr, Iran, were on fire, and the port was on fire. And so something very interesting is going on. At the present time, we're hearing, and I did get some feedback from someone I know inside, deep inside Israel, that are indicating that the lockdown in Israel is very mysterious because everybody they're talking to, they're hardly anybody sick. And at the same time, people are being put in place with, I guess you could say, masks and items that would actually be beneficial if you were receiving a biological or chemical weapon attack. And that's kind of odd, but they apparently... The Iranian, I don't know if you saw it, I sent it to you, Stuart, the U.S. Intel is reporting, echoed by the Jerusalem Post and Debka File and some of the other sources out of the Middle East, that the Iranian missile defense systems have all gone online active. In other words, Iran has just gone active with their missile defense systems. Now, that's a clue. Something's going on. And... my source told me, though, that everyone in Israel, nowhere else hardly in the world, but everyone in Israel already knows there's about to be a massive war, a big war, and we're right on the cliff of it. And that's why, oddly enough, thought of this kid that had that experience where he was warned to watch Israel and watch Iran. But, you know, not that that's not going on. I just heard on Lou Dobbs a while ago, we've turned our carrier task force, the two that were in the South China Sea around, they had already finished transiting through the South China Sea in defiance of China, who has taken Hong Kong pretty much and aiming now at Taiwan. And now today, Trump has turned them around and sent them back into the South China Sea against China one more time. Now, if you, you know, forget all that, okay? Hal Turner posted it earlier, and I read it. I'll read you some notes here.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I just got a new note. Please repeat the number. I guess people are not getting in. The number is 929-477-2293. I'll repeat that again. Get a pencil. It's 929-477-2293. I don't know if you're going to be able to get in anyway, but we do post on Angel Fall. Dorothy posts it on Vimeo, and Peter posts it on his sites over there. I can't think of the name of it right now. I don't have it in front of me. I'm getting old, Larry. I'm getting senile in my old age. But
well,
anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that's because you and I are dinosaurs, and let me assure you, this is not the first time that Blog Talk Radio has made it extremely difficult for people to come in and listen to the show. Matter of fact, they make it difficult for me almost every time to get on the show, and I'm your co-host. But anyway, I did want to put this out there because this is really interesting. While all this is going down around us, right and left, let me read the notes here. Hal Turner. Sudden Russian troop movement as Russia moves 150,000 troops, tanks, planes, ships into position toward Russia's southwest to assure regional security. And there is a map and a video of this going on. Also, it got reporting in it, Russia moving 150,000 troops, 27,000 units of armor and artillery, 400-plus warplanes, 100-plus, in other words, I saw the number of something like 130 to 150 naval missile warships. And this is what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that, and this is a massive military movement, and this is sudden, not planned, apparently, according to intel sources, but this is sudden. Suddenly now you've got this massive army, and I looked it on the map that Hal Turner provided that you can't look at because it's subscribers only. But I wanted to share the fact that the arrows showing the direction of the military movement of Russia right now, we're moving down all this armor and massive military is moving down towards Ukraine, Georgia, and Azerbaijan. Now, maybe it is because of this Azerbaijan missile threat, but that doesn't seem normal, actually. At the same time, this massive military force is moving down. Putin is also, and I can't believe he would do this because of, you know, the NATO movements and U.S. movements, but he has brought the entire Northern Fleet and the entire, I think they call it the Pacific Fleet, into play, and they're coming in on the other side of Ukraine, Georgia, and Azerbaijan, in other words, into the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. So Putin is basically at this present time surrounding, it appears, if it continues, three nations. So, Stuart, I'll ask you this. Do you think possibly, that because this is so sudden, that America's in the throw of such a mess internally that Putin thinks that this is a really good time to take who he wants to take and do it now?
Well, actually, yes, it would be a good time, whether that's what he's going to do. I know he denied it. He said, well, this is just an exercise. And I did read where the Ukraine said, Ukraine said, oh, that's just, we're going to have an exercise too. Well, everybody who's paid any attention at all knows that these exercises very often go live fire. So the timing is about right. I think we are on the cusp of major trouble. I don't know why I say that. I can't prove it. All I can do is warn people. It's a kind of a gut feeling that we're moving into some times. And like you said earlier, the Lord appears to be at the end of his patience. He's had enough. I mean, if you give a nation time to repent and they don't, then that means essentially they're not going to. And, of course, the Lord said that America would not be healed. It wasn't that she couldn't be healed. She wouldn't repent to be healed. And so the hammer falls. And so the hammer of the whole earth, which is America Babylon, gets hammered herself. And I do not look for good tidings to be appearing. And I do look for an arrival. Because my feeling is, and let's get into that a little bit, Larry, if we get into a major war, maybe that's why the arrival takes place. If you go into, let me get it here. It's down the road here a ways. I got to scroll down. I had to make a whole new thing here to talk about. Millie. And Barry Rothman and the Torah Code. And I wanted to get into that a little bit because I'm seeing something here that I don't know as I noticed necessarily before, and I want your take on this for sure. Okay, the words are America Fallen. Now, that's very, very interesting because that's exactly what the book of Revelation says. America is fallen. Fallen. Babylon is fallen. Then comes Biden, aliens, Nephilim, fallen ones, basically, Millie. Then it goes into, then I want to jump down to where it says UFO, and this fellow that picked up that meteorite from Mars or whatever it was, and, you know, the one with the alien virus in it. And we're getting more and more information that that virus, it's not a virus. It's something totally different. I was listening to Celeste Salom, and she's now more or less saying that this thing is a nanobot and a very serious nanobot. But there's another one coming that's going to be far, far worse, and that may go into the prophecies that you and I have talked about before, the stinger. Where it stings unmercifully, and people will seek death, according to the book of Revelation, and they will, cannot find it. In other words, it's absolute torture. And, you know, we've warned people about this before, but anyway, the other word, China, UFO, the plague, Wuhan. But what I wanted to focus on, Larry, was this one. America is fallen, and tying that down to UFO aliens and the fallen ones. That sounds an awful lot like an arrival. What do you think?
Well, it does, Stuart. And what's so interesting is this Craig Ibrahimi, the Canadian, so to speak, that Barry Rothman made contact with, that claims, and he openly claims, Stuart, he's not human.
Yeah, he's
a hybrid. Basically, he's a hybrid. And And he also claims and has been vetted by some doctors in the UK and some Chinese that, you know, this part of this meteorite stuff was taken. It went from Canada to the UK and was taken to Beijing, to taken to China and Wuhan. And it had manifestations of creatures inside this thing. And I showed you the faces, you know, I sent you an image of that. And what's so interesting is Barry Rothman has claimed now that he believes that this thing is AI or nanobotted supported. In other words, the coronavirus is not just a coronavirus. It's not natural at all. And even though possibly it's weaponized a little bit, it's also enhanced with something else that is ET origin, which could be the piece of that comet or whatever, if you will. But, you know, Barry Rothman's done some groundbreaking move in this, and I told you that he sent messages to, you know, the major intel agencies, and he got back to me that a lot of them are bouncing off of my blog, coming right in to read all about this stuff now with him. And oddly enough, if you'll remember, sometime back he talked about, and we can't go into all this tonight, we'll have to do another show to do it, but, you know, he had that visitor, that very odd visitor, apparently from the future by the name of Sapphire. You remember at that library?
Yes.
And I won't go into all that because there's too much detail, but Barry just did a new release, and I sent that up out on my blog the other day.
Yep.
It's called 2020 Time Odyssey, Signal Received. In other words, Barry received a signal he believes to be from the future, from this Sapphire individual, and he kind of connects in a way with his matrix of being about a plague and a major breakthrough, and he also connects Sapphire, if you will, with the breastplate of the priest, and
yep.
also dovetails it into a movie. Remember the movie Time Cop with I can't remember the guy that always going around slap. Yeah, Van Damme.
Van Damme.
That's right. Yeah,
yep.
Van Damme. A time cop, a time policeman, a policeman that goes back and forth in time to try to change what people are trying to change the future. In other words, they're going back in the past to change the past to affect the future, and he's trying to stop that, and it's a war. And so, boy, this all dovetails into stuff that you just, the imagination could go wild, but Stuart, we're walking in unknown territory now. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And this dovetails into the arrival. I wanted to read something here from Thessalonians. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And, of course, love of the truth is Jesus Christ. And for this cause, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but at pleasure in unrighteousness. And then in Revelation, you have the arrival. Rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And that is another indication that the people are gone. The real Christians and the Christian church has been removed. Larry, I don't know about you, but the rapture is a worldwide event when it takes place. And it's sudden and it's a snare. It just comes, boom, out of the blue. And obviously the whole world knows that it happened, because if you go into it says that Antichrist, whoever he is, blasphemes those who are in heaven. So something happened, and Israel says, summer's over, harvest is in, but we are not saved. How would they know they're not saved? How would they know that they missed a boat unless something had taken place? That was, and you remember the vision of Ken Peters, where all over the world, all the graves were opened with loud explosions. And remember, Jesus said his return would be as lightning. And lightning is a plasma event. So I think, Ken Peters said all the power went off all over the world when this took place. Isn't that amazing? So that,
well, that may,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when you mentioned that all the power went off, the immediate, and I know this is a little worldly thinking, but the immediate thought that came into my mind, you remember the original black and white, the day the earth stood still? That was
yes.
a sign. That was the sign from the council, the great council, that sent Michael Rennie there to planet Earth. That was the sign to the Earth that he was serious, or they were serious, was all the power went out. Remember, nothing ran, nothing to start.
Nothing ran, yep, yep. A huge global EMP event. Well, I guess if the Lord, if this is a plasma event, Perry Stone did some work on that, and it kind of does look like that the rapture of the church, or the removal of the church. I know a lot of people think it's just garbage and there's no such thing. They better read their Bibles much more carefully. There is absolutely no question that there is a removal. Call it whatever you want. Call it a vanishing. Call it the getting rid of the deplorables. It doesn't matter what you call it. People all of a sudden are gone. In a twinkling of an eye. And if you want to deny that, I guess that's fine. Go ahead and deny it. But it doesn't stand with the scripture. And so it doesn't really matter when it takes place. All that matters is that when it does, the world, evidently, according to Ken Peters in that vision, he says that people go into deep sorrow, like they lost their mother. And it takes a while for them to figure out what has happened. And then this, the Antichrist comes on TV, he says, to calm them all down. And that is when this system towards the mark and all of that takes place. Well, if the timing of what he says is right, it's got to be awful close at hand, because we're already getting rumbles about, oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, Larry, the testing. We're getting more and more reports, and you know, I think even Celeste, I don't want to put words in her mouth because maybe it wasn't, that these tests are actually giving you nanobots. I wouldn't take a test. I just flat will not ever take a test or their vaccines. I could care less. They want to kill me, I guess they can kill me, but I'm not going to take it. I think when people take this, they're changing their DNA. And because they're changing their DNA, they're unredeemable. It's no different than the days of Noah. When it says Noah was perfect in all his generation, it's not really talking, obviously he was a righteous man. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his DNA and his genetics, because the fallen angels were down there messing around with humanity. And the reason they were doing it is to make humanity unredeemable. Because it goes back into kinsman redeemer law. Jesus can only redeem Homo sapiens from the beginning, from Adam and Eve. And that's the only people he can redeem. So if you could mix it and make them all hybrids, nobody would be redeemable. And that's what that is all talking about. It's DNA and it's genetics. That's like the Twin Towers. When they took down the Twin Towers, which was a deliberate operation, I had a fireman friend who was down there when it happened. He said they pulled both buildings. They could hear the explosions as it went down. And you know, if you watch the video, how it collapsed straight down. Buildings don't collapse that way. Well, then they said, well, it was just jet fuel. It got so hot it melted to steel. Well, that's baloney in the first place. Any scientist would tell you that. He's being honest. And you would have to burn all of the steel girders all at the same time to bring it down the way it did. It's an impossibility. It didn't happen that way. They pulled that building. They pulled building number 7. In fact, the guy was on TV who owned that building, and he said we had to pull it. When he said pull, that means you collapse it. It's been wired with pre-explosives to collapse it. That was a sham. All you got to do is watch George Bush down wherever he was in that school building and take a look at what the teacher is saying and what is on the blackboard. It was pre-planned, but the American people are so naive, or whatever it is, in denial, they can't accept it. They just will not accept that their government is out to kill them, and your government is out to kill you. And this is not a joke. All you got to do is start reading what they're saying and what they're doing, and they are moving with lightning speed. They're clamping us down real fast. And very soon you won't be able to go into any store without a mask. Then very soon after that, you won't be able to go into any store unless you've got a passport that says you have been inoculated. In other words, you can't buy or sell unless you get this vaccine, whatever it is. And now we're hearing about the tests, because they stick that way up in your nose, and they say the brain barrier, it goes into your brain almost immediately. They're doing something really nasty here. These people are the biggest liars and the most evil people on the face of the planet. And that's what God says to them. You are going to burn in the eternal fires of hell. And, you know, like I've said before, go ahead and laugh, mock, roll on the floor, and you know, plan your killing of the Christians. But every Christian you kill irritates the Lord even more, and so your punishment is greater. Well, I guess there's nothing like doing that, Larry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, if by chance you hadn't scared everybody to death yet, let me post this real quick. Put this in real quick in case they're still here in a few days. I watched a very interesting video and sent it to you from Israeli News Live, Ben Danoon.
Yes.
Where he was fleeing Florida. He's from Florida. He lives in Florida. But he talks to some insiders inside the Pentagon, and you heard the video, and he loaded his car up and got his wife and did a video leaving Florida, and he was going. He was leaving the East Coast, and he was saying that something I didn't know. He said he was told by insiders at the Pentagon that, you remember that massive, what we thought was a dust plume or dust storm, that came off of Africa and came across and all of this stuff. You know, we thought that was a dust. That wasn't like from the desert. This, they say, was an asteroid impact that throwed all of this up in the atmosphere, and it came across the Atlantic to the U.S. all the way from Texas and Oklahoma over to Florida. I saw it. And he was claiming that more is on the way. More is coming. And he was getting out of Dodge, if you will. But at the same time, I wanted to and let you comment on all this, but there was a 7.0 major earthquake in off of Papua New Guinea, in East New Guinea, today, and I found out, and I sent you the data, and I posted it today, there was multiple major earthquakes, and they're covering them all up, Stuart.
Yeah. Yep. Well, James McKinney said that they were going to do that. Look at what they did to Stan Dale. They took away his, when he was getting very, very accurate on these earthquakes, they more or less snatched away his method of doing it. They don't want this stuff out there because, as McKinney said, they're afraid that the people will just quit and the whole thing, well, the economy's gone anyway. They basically all quit because of COVID. And maybe that's connected in some way we don't know yet. But there's something very, very strange and very odd going on all around this planet and in the heavens. And we have had sign after sign after sign warning us that this was coming. And when it hits, I think it's just going to broadside the American people. Meanwhile, of course, the occult deal on COVID-19 rocks on. And it's just amazing. Anyway, I guess we're getting close to the end of time here. Anything else you want to add, Larry?
Yeah, I would just add quickly that also that Matthew or a number of prophetic ones lately have said that if people won't leave those cities, there's really no hope for them. But what I would say, Stuart, is I'm seeing a lot of travel. A lot of people are playing like this is summer and they're on vacation and pulling their boats and their trailers and their motorcycles. Stuart, if I was a really interesting, smart person, I think I would stick close to home. I wouldn't want to be caught very far from home. Now, if that's wisdom, great, and if not, don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. That's good advice, folks. Don't be going into these big cities if you don't have to. This can come down instantly. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. Thanks a lot, Larry, and we'll see you later as the circumstances bring it about. Anyway, thanks a lot. Good night.